On the line now, I have Anne Ford, manager at Book Value in Northside Shopping Centre. Good afternoon, Anne. How are you?
I'm good, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Is the weather affecting business at all?
Not so far this morning. There's been a few bodies around, all right.
Okay, yeah. Well, you might sort of catch the flow. You're passing trade, going in and emptying the shops of bread and milk and stuff like that. And I better get a book to read in case the electricity goes. Okay, coming up now, the 1st of March, World Book Day. So what have you got in store?
Oh, yes, so we have, we've all the World Book Days in for the kids. When they come in with their voucher, they can choose their free book. And I think we have 10, there's 10 this year. And also, what they've also done this year is they brought out some teen reads. And they're actually doing like a full-size teen read. And with their voucher, they can purchase the book for €2.50, you know, a 10-euro book. Fantastic, you know. So the secondary schools are encouraging it as well this year, so. Lots of excitement. We're asking the kids to come in dressed as their favourite character. I think most of them are doing that in schools anyway.
Yes, yeah.
And, so lots of excitement around the place. I have lots of stickers and activity packs and all sorts of goodies to accompany their voucher.
And all price-friendly, there's no doubt about it. Just looking at it, it's really
absolutely, yeah.
Terrific. And
it's all about the price, really, nowadays. I mean, you know, you just encourage kids to read and for it to be affordable for them to pick up a book and be able to get it, you know. So,
Just ask you. I see one of the books about Paddington Turns Detective, another funny story. So, when something like Paddington and Paddington 2 comes out, do you get a surge in kids coming up maybe not knowing about Paddington and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, you do. And I mean, that's the whole idea of the World Book Day books. They're a small snippet of a book, but they're always from really good authors. So the idea is that the child will have gotten this small book, likes the idea that, you know, that style of writing or whatever, and that that then encourages them then maybe to come in and find that author and read some of their books, you know. So it's a great stepping stone to picking a particular type of book, genre, or a particular author, you know.
Mm-hmm. I like the superhero books. Is there many of that genre? I always thought they were like in comics. So did you have them in book form as well?
They do come in small books. Like in the World Book, there's a Marvel book out this year, you know, The Avengers. So you will, yeah. They will still be comic form, but and a lot of times you'll get little story books with activity books and sticker books included when it's to do with the superheroes. Always popular with the little boys.
Mm-hmm. And what about the girls? What sort of thing are they reading?
Well, actually, it's a big range. I mean, the Dork Diaries are very popular, and Jackie Wilson just been around forever and just really popular with everybody. There's a new book out at the moment, Jessica Townsend, Nevermore, and that's been very popular at the moment. It's kind of a sort of a fantasy type book, a bit like Harry Potter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which,
yes,
Harry is as popular as ever. I would sell Harry Potter all the time. He's just constant, and it's so much fun to see somebody coming in and getting their first Harry Potter.
I suppose Roald Dahl has been the same genre as well.
Oh, of course, Roald Dahl is, yeah, classic, you know. And then David Walliams, I find that people are reading Roald Dahl, they move on, the new David Walliams books, they like the, you know, at the same time, the funny characters as well, you know.
It's
a very popular.
Yeah, I'm just reading two new up there, Claire Balding, and also most people know Julian Clary as well. So they're two new writers, and are they writing children's books? Are they?
Yeah. Julian Clary now has the Bold. It's a family, the Bolds, and they've been out for about three or four of them. Yes, they're very popular, funny, you know, quirky stories, kind of along the lines of the Horrid Henry and that type of thing. And then Claire Balding is like, you know, horse stories, obviously, and that. So very popular. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is what, in its 20th year book day from between ourselves.
Yeah, for a book day.
Wow, it's terrific.
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
Yeah, it is great, yeah. It's very exciting to see the kids coming in with their World Book Day token and, you know, and if they don't want one of the free books and, you know, they want to buy a book, they can use it and get the £1.50 off of their full price book, you know.
Mm.
So it's very good, yeah.
It's great. Do you have in your shop as well, Anne, do you have for maybe someone like myself where you can bring in a book and pay so much and then replace it and that sort of thing?
I don't, no, I okay. don't deal in second hand at all. Because most of my backlist is discounted, we would do lots of deals and we would be, you know, very okay. cheap.
It's great.
So we don't deal in the actual second hand.
It's though. Great. But,
but we're very affordable.
Yeah, as we've talked before, Anne, about it, isn't it great to see the children, you know, getting away from the technology and reading? And I know that they have the pads and all that they read, but still, they still to hold, like to hold the paper and the book in their hand.
They do, and as I was saying, like when you see someone coming in for the first time, you know, a 7, 8, 9 year old getting their first Harry Potter, they never want a bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to walk out of the shop with that book in their hand that everybody can see, you know.
Okay.
They never want a bag, you know.
Okay, well, the scene is it's there now, and you have the tokens and all like that. What get the word out there now? I'll hand you over the mic to you.
Oh, yeah, we just want everyone to come in, use your book voucher. I mean, there's no point just getting it and putting it in a drawer. Mm-hmm. Come in and get your free book. And as I said, lots of fabulous books in here and lots of great discounts too. And we're so happy to see them. And we're actually, they come in with their book token. If mom wants to pop down to the coffee shop and have a cup of tea and a scone, we're giving free juices out to all the children this
okay.
week as well. Yeah, great.
Okay. Okay. If it wasn't so cold now, I'd chance my arm, put a pair of shorts on and bring in a kid's book token. Do a bottler, would you? Pretend, do a Brendan Grace thing.
Brendan Grace, yeah, bottler.
Yeah.
Showing your age now.
I am indeed. So is he at times as well.
Yes.
Whereabouts are you situated? Of course, any direction you come in, north side, you go into
the
bookshop.
Well, that's it. We're on the Super Value Mall, where the original bookshop has been, so we're in the very same place. And we're delighted to see anybody all the time and every time.
Okay, it's great to see a bookshop doing so well, and congratulations, I'm sure, to you as well.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, and we've wonderful loyal customers, and it, you know, the more they come in and support us, people are excited to have a good independent bookshop here, and the more they support us, you know, the longer we'll stay.
And I suppose, Anne, if the weather forecast turns out to be true, as I said, I made a joke about it earlier on about them emptying out the shops with the bread and milk, and
you
get some of the passing trade, but a lot of kids could be off school, so they need something to do.
Nothing better,
and they have them tokens and free offers there. They could go in and get a couple of decent books for the kids to read.
Exactly. Come in and have, and look, it's just a great place for a browse, you know. Come in, it's like a little lucky dip, you don't know what you're going to get, so just come in and have a browse and see what's popping up, and you know, something might take your fancy, you know.
Okay, that's another one of the problems solved anyway for the kids. Thanks very much, Anne. Great, always great talking to you. Congratulations on the success of the shop. Terrific.
Thanks a million. No, okay, talk to you soon. God
thank
bless
you. Bye bye.
Happy World Book Day. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah, that's it, World Book Day. And that's Anne Ford, manager at Book Value Northside Shopping Centre. Get down there, and as you said, plenty of bargains down there, and tokens there for the kids as well.